Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 519. It is Christmas Eve, 2017. So I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We're all getting ready for that. And it's a wonderful time of year. So today, the show is going to be the top 10 powerful reasons you should brush your teeth. And I've written a little dental twist on the night before Christmas, which we're going to hear in a little bit. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Doing so would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And we're streaming live on Facebook. So if you want to go to Facebook Live, we're there. Let me just wave to the camera. There we are. Okay. And so I'd also like to tell my 8:30 a.m. Mix 107.9 and Rewind listeners that beginning in 2018, The Reasons We Smile will no longer air on your station. If you want to listen to the show past next week, which is New Year's Eve, you will need to tune in to Sunny 95 at 7:30 in the morning. Of course, if you don't want to wake up that early, you can access the show at thereasonswesmile.com or watch the recording of our Facebook live feed. Again, the New Year's Eve broadcast will be the last time you will hear the show on Mix and Rewind. All right. I wish that wasn't the case, but that's where the negotiations with station management landed. So, before we get started on the top 10 reasons you should brush your teeth, let me go ahead and read the, I guess it's just, was the night before Christmas with a dental twist. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the dental office, not a dental instrument was stirring, not even the floss boxes. The stockings were hung above our fireplace with care, in hopes that the tooth fairy would soon be there. The dental drills were nestled all snug in their cases, while visions of implants and bridges danced in the there used to be a tooth here spaces. My hygienist with her mask and magnifying goggles, and me with my face shield, had just finished a long, long day of curing disease in the dental field. When out in the parking lot there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the dental room to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew in a dash, and tore open the blinds so fast it made my teeth gnash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of a gold crown to the objects below. When what to my wondering magnifying-glassed eyes should appear? Not a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer. No, it was the tooth fairy all dressed up in sparkling gear. With the slender young driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment this wasn't Saint Nick. More rapid than a dental drill, he had flown into town in advance of St. Nick, who would soon arrive with his reindeer abound. He listened as St. Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the dental office, to the end of the hall, now extract away, extract away, extract away all. As dry gauze and a blast of cold air help the dentist to see the tooth bare, the tooth fairy knows that it's not polite to stare. But he couldn't help but notice how up to the rooftops Santa and his reindeer flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too. And then, in a twinkling, we heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. He had much better teeth, of course, and I'm proud to say Dr. Kvitko was his dental health care source. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. No need for this guy to have dentures in tow. The beard of his chin was as white as zoom-tooth tooth enamel, giving the tooth fairy thoughts of the sweet drool of a two-hump camel. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his strong, healthy teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon led me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings with oral home care products, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger on the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. Once back upon the roof, the smile he flashed was definitive proof that brushing and flossing and seeing your dentist is no goof. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And with that, the Tooth Fairy and I returned to our tasks of helping people have beautiful smiles that last and last. All right, so I had a lot of fun writing that. It took me a while. My mom used to write poetry. I usually don't do it, but I thought that was kind of fun. And so now we're going to get on to doing what we do, which is helping people have healthier teeth, a beautiful smile, and basically paying more attention to your overall oral health, which, as we all know by now, affects your regular health, your overall body health, right? Okay. So one of the top 10 reasons that you should brush your teeth is to save money. Now, we've talked about that a lot, and saving money is obviously something we all like, we all want to do, and, you know, it's cheaper for me to put in a small filling than it is for me to put in a large filling, and honestly, it's actually cheaper for me not to have to do any fillings for you, which would be the ultimate goal, right, is no filling at all. That would be fun if you didn't even need one, and people always appreciate the fact when they come in and they have a good checkup, and you know, so it's not just, and by the way, you know, we're talking about sometimes you have to spend money to save money, right? So have the fluoride treatment that that we recommend. That means you've spent maybe $40 today. Might seem like you're not saving money that day, but you are, because you're preventing maybe a $250 filling down the road. So saving money and regular dental care of your teeth and gums, you know, it's going to prevent problems in the future, and it's going to leave you with lower dental bills. So I'm finding that a lot of my patients who've been coming to me for decades now, they come in and they don't really need so much, because we've done a good job of helping them be healthy, stay healthy, okay? Number two would be fresh breath. Your mouth will start to smell if you don't clean it regularly. And I tell people, you know, we've all been by like a dumpster in the heat of summer and it just smells so bad, you know? It smells terrible, especially if it's a restaurant, right? Well, what's in there that smells so bad is rotten food. It's old, decaying food. And so, basically, if you leave food in your mouth, you have old, decaying food in your mouth. It's just that simple. It starts to smell, too. And you need to make sure that it's not there. You also need to be careful about eating things that do make your breath smell bad. So, personally, as a dentist, I don't eat garlic or onions, or almost never. If I'm going to have anything with onions in it, I try to make sure I don't have to be to the office. I'm not open for, say, 3 days. So today would be a good time for me to do that because I have about 3 days for that odor to go away. People think that if you'd have mouthwash, if you rinse with mouthwash, the odor of the garlic, the odor of the onion or whatever else you may have eaten is gone. The reality is it's not gone. It just smells like mint now. So minty onion breath or minty garlic breath, which I believe is almost worse than regular onion breath. luckily, I mean, I work close to people, and luckily I'm not real sensitive in that way. So I'm not taken aback by much. I think I just don't smell it. But anyway, yeah, think about, and by the way, the olfactory sense, you know, our sense of smell is one of the worst senses we have. It tires easily. That's why you don't smell your own perfume or your own cologne. It's why you don't necessarily know you have body odor. You wouldn't know you have bad breath. And so you just have to assume you do and act accordingly. Okay? So again, that's the second one of the powerful reasons of the 10 we're going to give you why you should brush your teeth. Another one, number 3, is going to be what we call stay kissable. Who wants to kiss somebody with food between their teeth? Or bad breath, for that matter. Brushing is the cheapest and most effective way to remove food and bacteria. Now remember, you have to throw flossing in there, but we're talking about brushing right now. But anyway, don't forget the flossing, because about 35% of the tooth surfaces are below the gum line or in the area where only the floss can reach. So if you don't floss, you're missing that much, okay? But again, we're talking about the 10 most powerful reasons you should brush your teeth. It was 1, save money, 2, fresh breath, and 3, stay kissable. And by the way, think about it, your mouth, your gums, your teeth, your tongue, your lips, the whole smile organ, if you will, you use it for every laugh, every kiss, every chew, every word, right? I mean, it's so, you use this area of your mouth constantly. It's just something that we take for granted, though, and we need to maybe do a better job of taking care of it and, you know, looking towards the future. I was talking to a patient this past week, and they were telling me about their 102-year-old grandmother, and the thing she's the most proud of, get this, is that she still has all of her teeth. Isn't that cool? She's 102 and she still has all of her teeth. And the point is, that's not so easy when you come from her generation. It should be just assumed when you come from ours. You know, current day folks, people, you should be able to live an entire lifetime without losing a tooth. All right? So keep that in mind. There is no such thing as, well, I'm definitely going to lose teeth anyway, so why should I worry about it? It's just not true. That's just not the way it works. Your teeth were designed to last a lifetime, and with help from folks like me and my hygienist, you can do it. You can do it, folks. Okay, so you may know that every week we do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and the winner receives free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And so we're going to do that soon. Also, our questions come from the topic. So what did we just say? We just said you're going to save money, have fresh breath, and stay kissable. These are 3 out of the 10 we're going to give you for 10 reasons you should be brushing your teeth. And so remember that, because pretty soon we're going to do that question. But before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. 1 winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, so today we are talking about the top 10 powerful reasons to brush your teeth. Which of the following are on that list, all right? Is it A, it will save you money, B, to stay kissable, C, to have fresh breath, or D, all of the above, all right? The winner's going to receive a free floral arrangement from DeSantis Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. In fact, we might have to move that to Wednesday because of the holiday. But anyway, the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. On the line with us, we have Kathy, Hugh, Diane, and Steve. And so what we're going to do is we're going to roll a dice here to see who it comes up as. It looks like it comes up as number two, Hugh. Hey, Hugh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yes, I believe it's all the above.
That's correct. That's correct. Hey, Hugh, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm retired, but I had worked 42 years with AT&T and Lucent Technologies.
Okay, awesome. Well, enjoy your retirement. Enjoy the fact that today is Christmas Eve and tomorrow is Christmas. And please stay on the line because we need to get the information where to send those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, so we're, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 519. That means next week will be our 10th anniversary show. 520 will be 52 shows a week for 10 years. So I'm kind of proud of that. And if nothing else, it shows stick-to-itiveness, right? Okay, so today we are tackling the top 10 powerful reasons you should brush your teeth. We covered the first three. Oh, and by the way, in a little bit, we're going to replay me giving you that dental twist on 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. But let's go ahead and cover a couple more of these reasons to brush your teeth. To prevent gum disease is number four. Gingivitis, which is inflammation of the gums, and the first stage of gum disease is caused by the plaque buildup around your teeth, leading to swollen gums and teeth that bleed when you brush them. Plaque is an accumulation of food and bacteria which appears in everyone's mouth. And by the way, the minute you clean it off, it starts to form again. Even if you don't eat, you don't have to have food for plaque to form. But if you have plaque, the food kind of sticks to that too, and it makes it easy for you to not only get the gum disease, but to get tooth decay. All right? So let's throw tooth decay in there as well. Number five, reduce your chance of a heart attack or stroke. Bacteria from your mouth can make its way into your bloodstream and increase your chance of a heart attack or stroke. That is Gingivalis porphyromonas. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. And it only is present in the mouth. And when they find it in a plaque from somebody's clogged artery, that tells us that, the only way it could have gotten there is if it came through your mouth. All right? So remember that can also reduce heart attack and stroke by brushing your teeth. And it's a simple procedure. You know, doesn't take very long, doesn't cost you much. Toothpaste and toothbrushes aren't very expensive. Even the rotary ones, which, by the way, is what I'm using now, it's not very expensive, and so you should do it. Now, number six is to prevent or minimize diabetes. Any gum disease can make it harder to control your blood glucose. The relationship between serious gum disease and diabetes is two-way. Not only are people with diabetes more susceptible to serious gum disease, but serious gum disease may have the potential to affect blood glucose control and contribute to the progression of diabetes. All right? So, and by the way, people with diabetes, they just heal a little bit slower, but other than that, everything else is normal. So if a person is controlled when they come to me as their, as their dentist or as a patient, I don't have to really do much different as long as they're under control. But we do have to be concerned that you might heal a little bit slower. Okay. So let's go ahead and do, let's do number seven. Have a healthy baby. Gum disease has been shown to increase the chance of premature birth and low birth weight. It can also be one of the many causes of delayed conception and impotence. So get your mouth and gums healthy first. Okay. I think we know the mom has to be healthy. All these prenatal vitamins and prenatal checkups and all of that is very important, that the mother be healthy and always, not just her body, but also your teeth, okay, because of all of the connections that we've just talked about. So I think what we're going to do now, and remember this, you know, I'm kind of, it's Christmas Eve, and I appreciate you folks listening in, but I thought just for fun, we would put together a little dental twist on 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So we recorded the one that we did earlier, and we're going to replay it, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. So whenever my producer's ready, we'll go ahead with that. If he's not ready, I'll just keep talking because that's what I do on Sunday mornings. Yeah. So, okay, let's do one more. We're going to do number eight is to prevent dementia. Poor oral health increases your risk of developing dementia by a third. By a third. Think about that. Okay. It's, I mean, you don't want to be 33% more likely to have dementia, so take care of your teeth. It's just all that. It's just what it is, folks. You know, we can't really sugarcoat it. We don't really quite understand dementia yet, but we're getting closer and closer. And but we do know some of these things, so we need to take care of this. And by the way, you know, obviously if you're coming to me or you're going to your dentist on a regular basis, this would not be a concern. Okay, so that was number 8. Let's go ahead and listen to the, I guess, the rebroadcast, right, of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," twisted into a dental sense by me, Dr. Kvitko. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the dental office, not a dental instrument was stirring, not even the floss boxes. The stockings were hung above our fireplace with care, in hopes that the tooth fairy would soon be there. The dental drills were nestled all snug in their cases, while visions of implants and bridges danced in the "there used to be a tooth here" spaces. My hygienist with her mask and magnifying goggles, and me with my face shield, had just finished a long, long day of curing disease in the dental field. When out in the parking lot there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the dental room to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew in a dash, and tore open the blinds so fast it made my teeth gnash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of a gold crown to the objects below. When what to my wondering magnifying glassed eyes should appear? Not a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer. No, it was the tooth fairy all dressed up in sparkling gear. With the slender young driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment this wasn't Saint Nick. More rapid than a dental drill he had flown into town in advance of Saint Nick, who would soon arrive with his reindeer abound. He listened as Saint Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the dental office, to the end of the hall, now extract away, extract away, extract away all. As dry gauze and a blast of cold air help the dentist to see the tooth bare, the tooth fairy knows that it's not polite to stare. But he couldn't help but notice how up to the rooftops Santa and his reindeer flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling we heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. He had much better teeth, of course, and I'm proud to say Dr. Kvitko was his dental health care source. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, no need for this guy to have dentures in tow. The beard of his chin was as white as zoom-tooth tooth enamel, giving the tooth fairy thoughts of the sweet drool of a two-hump camel. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his strong healthy teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon led me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings with oral home care products, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger on the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. Once back upon the roof, the smile he flashed was definitive proof that brushing and flossing and seeing your dentist is no goof. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And with that, the Tooth Fairy and I returned to our tasks of helping people have beautiful smiles that last and last. All right, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 519. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. You can take me as I am, not just a little bit.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 519. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's Christmas Eve 2017. Hope you are having a wonderful holiday so far with your family and that it will continue to be a wonderful holiday. Today we are bringing you the top 10 powerful reasons you should brush your teeth. So far we've said number one was save money, two, fresh breath, three, staying kissable, four, preventing gum disease, five, reducing your chance of a heart attack or a stroke, six, preventing or minimizing diabetes, seven, having a healthy baby, eight, preventing dementia, and now we're up to number nine, which is toothpaste on your brush is the best way to apply fluoride and other desensitizers. Fluoride in toothpaste becomes part of the tooth surface, protecting the enamel from the acid release that happens when there is plaque on them. All right, so toothpaste is one of those reasons and one of those great things, and people don't realize that adults get the benefit from fluoride as well. I think some people think it's just for children, but it's not. And the fluoride toothpaste that you use, you do need to look for one that is ADA approved, that has the ADA seal. And the reason I say that is very simple. Those have been tested to prove that the fluoride is actually available to your tooth, available to be used, and that's going to actually give you the benefit. So if you buy like Fred's toothpaste or one of the off brands that you don't really know or hasn't been tested, for all you know, yeah, there's fluoride in the mix, but it doesn't get released into the teeth when it's in your mouth. It just goes down the drain. Okay? So be careful about that. And then number 10, removes stains. There are mild abrasives in toothpaste that remove debris and surface stains. Examples include calcium carbonate, dehydrated silica gels, hydrated aluminum oxides, magnesium carbonate, phosphate salts, and silicates. And that two-minute brush twice a day can literally save your life. So, and by the way, a stained tooth is a little bit rough. It's not as shiny. And that allows plaque and food to stick more easily. So you want to make sure that they're always clean and shiny, because then it's harder for things to stick to them. And it just kind of makes sense. Maybe you don't think about it, but it really does. And so, of course, we're talking about brushing your teeth, and make sure that you also have me and my hygienist clean your teeth, because we're going to get those areas that you miss. However, we only get one crack at you. I'm sorry, two cracks at you in a year's time, right? And the rest is up to you. So I worry about people sometimes maybe putting too much onus on us to make sure that we're responsible for your care, we're not. We only get two cracks in a 365-day period. The other 363 days are up to you. So remember that, okay? We're going to do our part. We're going to help you a lot. But you do have to do it at home yourself and make sure that you're doing it. Because it's just going to, I don't know. Remember what I said? Every chew, every laugh, every kiss, every word, right? Every yawn, for that matter, is something that comes from the mouth. Kids hold everything in their mouth. Okay, so let me just tell you folks that I mentioned it earlier in the show, but okay, so it's kind of all the time we have today, but I do want to mention, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And also, one more time, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but for those of you not yet tuned in, for you Mix 107.9 and Rewind listeners, remember that New Year's Eve will be the last time you will hear The Reasons We Smile on your station. If you would like to keep listening, you'll need to tune in to Sunny 95 in the morning at 7:30. Okay, so be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.